Letters of John Huss at a station of Peter Maldoniewicz called The Notary. These pages are faithfully copied from the letters of John Huss, written with his own hand, and they correspond word for word with the originals. First series. Footnote: this attestation of the faithful Maldoniewicz, Maldoniewitz, is found after John Huss's letters in the old collection of his works. JOHANN.HUS.HIST.ET.MONUM. Volume 1, page 95. End of footnote. Letters written at the first period of the interdiction of John Huss and of his exile from Prague in 1411. Some of them may have been written in 1410. The letters of this series contain the greater part of an admirable exhortations addressed by John Huss to the believers of his church. They are not distinguished either for the great diversity of incidents or the dramatic interest of those in the second series, but they clearly evidence the great intrepidity, Christian piety, love for his brethren, and true greatness that pervaded the mind of John Huss. The writer already felt a presentiment of his martyrdom, and it is easy to perceive in reading them that he would not give away when his time was come. Footnote: for historical details relative to this period of the life of John Huss, see The Reformers from the Reformation, Volume 1, Book 1. End of footnote. Letter 1 to the College of Cardinals. Footnote: of all the letters that have been saved of John Huss, this is the only one addressed to his ecclesiastical superiors, the dignitaries of the church. It is valuable inasmuch that it shows the respect with which he addressed them, his ardent desire to convince them of the purity of his doctrine, and the fear which he felt of a rupture without any mixture of weakness. End of footnote. In this letter, John Huss complains of having been falsely denounced, and humbly demands to be dispensed from being obliged to appear in person. For the same purpose, John Huss makes an appeal to John the 23rd. Footnote: it is in the text, capital S-C-R-I-P-S-I-T, E-J-U-S, T-O-T-A-M. But this pretended letter is the act of appeal drawn up at Prague before a notary, June 23rd, 1410. See history, it's H-I-S-T, period, E-T, capital M-O-N-U-M, period, J-O-H-A-N, period, H-U-S, period, volume 1, page 112 through 116. End of the footnote, which has been inserted in his history, accompanied by the testimony of the Academic of Prague. I write with humble submission and respect that is due to your commands, Reverend Fathers in Christ, you who are clothed with an apostolical character, who shine as great lights to enlighten the nation, and who are elevated to power in order to efface the sins of the world, to snatch souls from the snares of Satan, and to secure those who suffer in Christ's name. Footnote: John Huss attached to the acts of great good priests the efficiency which the Roman Church attributes indefinitely to those of all priests. End of the footnote. I would humbly have recourse to your fatherly counsels, incapable as I am of supporting the burden which weighs me down. The evils that overwhelm me date from the time that a portion of the church withdrew their Obediency from Gregory the 12th. I then recommended with success in my sermons before the barons, princes, clergy, and people their adhesion to the College of the Cardinals for the union of my Holy Mother Church. It comes to pass that the Reverend Father in Christ, S-B-Y-N-K-O, Archbishop of Prague, an adversary of the Sacred College, caused a pastoral letter to be affixed to the doors of the church, prohibiting all the masters of the University of Prague, and in particular myself, from exercising any functions of the sacred ministry, under the pretext that the masters of the University of Prague, who had adhered to the Sacred College, had withdrawn their allegiances from our Holy Father Gregory the 12th and the Holy See. But facts must be judged by their results, and it occurred that the Archbishop was constrained by the decrees of the Council of Pisa, P-I-S-A, to approve of the conduct of the masters. Such was the first origin of the accusation laid against me and of all my troubles. The Sacred College of Cardinals, having promised many favors to their adherents, I have kept in remembrance these promises and have placed trust in them, as one should do in the promises of those who are the pillars of the Church. I therefore implore your reverency, and on my knees I conjure you to cast a regard of kindness on my misfortune, that I may be dispensed from appearing in person, and from other most painful obligations resulting from it. I am innocent of the things of which my adversaries accuse me, and of this I call to witness our Lord Jesus Christ. I am willing to appear in the presence of the University of Prague and of all the prelates and of all the people who came to hear me, and before them to give, by word and by writing, a full and absolute account of the faith that I guard in my heart, and to confess it, even at the peril of being burned to death. Your Reverency may be assured of this confession by public documents, as well as by the testimony of the University of Prague. End of Letter 1. Being read by Peter John Parisis. Letter 2. To Z-A-W-Y-S-S-I-U-S, His Calumniator. Grace to you in peace from our Lord Jesus Christ. It has come to my ears that you have accused me of heresy. If this be true, send me word, and you shall know then by the grace of God what is the faith which I confess, which I defend, which I do not dissemble in the shade, but which I profess as becomes a true Christian. And would to God that your eyes might be opened as to the manner in which, for nearly 30 years, you have shorn your flock at P-R-A-S-C-H-A-T-A-T-Z. Where do you dwell? How do you labor? How do you feed your flock? You have forgotten these words of the Lord. Woe unto the shepherds, who only care for themselves and do not feed their sheep. Tell me, I pray you, are you penetrated with that part of the gospel of Christ that says, the good shepherd goeth before his sheep, and his sheep follow him, for they know his voice? The time will come when you must render an account of your sheep and of your numerous benefices, concerning which it is said in your own ordinances that he who can live upon one cannot retain another without committing a mortal sin. Meditate then on these things, and accuse not your neighbor of heresy. If you know him to be a heretic, you ought to warn him, according to the apostle's precept, a first and second time. If he refuse to listen to you, avoid him, and even should you be chosen to condemn him, still you must demonstrate by the Scriptures that you have condemned him justly, and deliver over his books to the flames. I write you these few lines to warn you fraternally, according to the precept of Christ, which teaches us, If thy brother have just sinned, warn him in secret. Receive then my words, my brother, and declare if you have thus spoken of me. Prove that I am a heretic, and I will with humility correct myself, and you shall receive a reward for having rescued a man from error. Nevertheless, I hope by the grace of Almighty God that my faith in our Lord Jesus Christ is as great as yours, and that I am not less prepared to die for it with humility. End of letter 2.